this is Shalom about Oisav Yes Benoi. So Shochto, let's say first you shechted the mother, the cow. The Yes Bas Bita. Then you shechted the granddaughter of the behemoth. So so far you didn't do any Yisav. Torah only says you can't shecht the mother and its kid. But the kid's kid and the grandmother, it's mutter. Now V'yachakach Shochted as Bita. Now you shechted the mother's kid. So it comes out now this middle kid, this third one, really now you did two Yisurim. Because you shechted the mother and the kid, and this kid and its kids. That's also two times Eisav Yes Benoi. So, Sefik Yes HaBoyim. Tanakama says you only get one Malkus. You get two times the same love. Sumchus Haimeno, Mishum Rebbe Meir, Sefik Shmoni, you get twice Malkus. Because even though it's one Mice, you're shechting this middle kid now, this third kid you're shechting, but it's called like two Averis. So therefore you get eight, you get the twice Malkus. The same thing now, Mishnah also, Yochanan ben Benuri also, you live with this one lady, she happens to be your mother-in-law, and your mother's mother-in-law, and your father's father-in-law's mother. So even though all the lavim are in the same pasuk, but since it's different Isurim, you get different Malkusin. You get, it's one Maisaber, you get three Malkusin. Like here, it's one Shchita, now you get two Malkusin. Omer Rav, Rav says back, no. Duma maybe, it's not true. Ad kan lo kumar b'yochanan benuri hocho ele mishum shemes mukhlokim. B'yochanan benuri now mishnah only says the reason why you get three malchus in, because each shame, each avera is like a different name on it. The nikri chamois said this one lady happens to be your mother-in-law. O mikri aim chamois, she's also the mother of your mother-in-law. O mikri aim chamois, she's also called the mother of your father-in-law. So since there are three names to her, that's why you get three Malkus in. Avo Gabi Yosef Yes Benoi. Raviel, you shecht first the cow, then the grandson, and then you shecht the son. Tekula Yosef Yes Benoi Mikrin. Both ways up and down, it's called an Is Yosef Yes Benoi. The Ein Shemus Mechlokim, they don't have different names to it, it's called one Maisavera. Therefore, Loi, maybe Rav Yochanan ben Benuri and our Mishnah would not agree to Rabbi Meir, so they don't say the same thing to Sumchus to Shem Rabbi Meir. And by Tomer of Nachman by Yitzchak Duma maybe at Kamal Koma Sumchus. When does Sumchus say here when you shech this middle kid that you chayv twice? Ella Gabi Yosef Yes Benoi. The Gufa Mechlokim. So Meister, first you shechted the mother, and then you shechted the grandchild, and now when you shech the kid, so this kid, the reason why you chayv twice because it's called from the grandmother and from the grandchild. It's called both ways. There are two different people involved. However, now Mishnah, we live with this one lady. She happens to be your mother-in-law, your mother's mother-in-law, and your father's mother-in-law. So it's one lady. Maybe he holds like Rav Avuah. The other Rav Avuah says, Rav Yechanan, Sheira Heino Zim Hida Pasuk says, Akofa Akosav Osum Lekulun Zimachas. Torah calls it all like one big love. That's all. Since it's one lady in the Mishnah, Rashi says, Zimachas, Diyena Chayev al Isho, Bito, Bas, Penobe, Biachas, Kamasnis Nelachas. Since it's all one love, it's one person, maybe you only Chayev one Malkusin. So, kids, the two stories are not Demoladodi. The Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Shal Tiyesh Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Kiva says, the Yes Rabbi Gamliel, for Yes Rabbi Yeshua, be itlis. In Russia, itlis means a shuk in the marketplace. Shall imum in this place imum. He asked him a shal like this. Shal chulikar beim alamishta benoi shor gamliel. His gamliel went to the marketplace to buy food for the wedding of his son. He was marrying off his son. So by the marketplace, Rabbi Kiva asked him, habo ala choisai. Let's say a person lives with his sister. Fi ala chois aviv. His sister happens to also be his father's sister. It also happens to be his mother's sister. Now, how many like chatoyis does he get? If the Rabbi Shagig, chayiv achas akulun, only chayiv one on all three of them, or he chayiv akol achas viachas, chayiv each one separately. Maisa is like the different shemus here, but it's one person. So on mulah they said back to him lo shemano. They said back to give this, we did not hear clearly this halacha. Avol shemano, we heard like this: ha'bual hay noshim. Someone live with his five wives that were nidois, delamachas. The person had five wives, and all of them were nidus, and lived with all of them, with one forgetting. He didn't realize they were nidah. Shuchai b'kolachas gachas. Lochurit yischai five chatois. So they said that's in Kiva, for any shadavon kabuchayim, because the kabuchayim would say that in your shalu also you'd be chayiv three separate chatois. You'll see why. It's much like this. First of all, hechidam, what's the Mishnah talking about? What was going to keep his first shalu? That she's your sister and your father's sister and your mother's sister. And let me, if you want to tell me, Tony, the way it says the Pashto means there are three different ladies. Your guy lived with his own sister, then he lived with his father's sister and his mother's sister. So, my Tibola, what's your question? How are Shemus Mukhlokim or Igufu Mukhlokim? They're different names and different people. So, Avadi Yechayim, three Chatois, what's your Shiloh? Elirad Ochik, that's what he meant to say. Habo ala Achois Oviv, Shehi Achois Imoi, or should be Achoisai. You're living with your sister, and your sister happens to be your father's sister, and she also happens to be your mother's sister. There's one person you're living with. The Shaluvi is Chayiv Achatakulam. Since it's one person, Yoni Chayiv one Chatis, or Yechayiv Kolachas Biachas. Since the Maestro have three different names here, maybe Yechayiv three Chatoras, that's the Shaila. Now, what's the Lacha? Me, Amrina, do we say Arei Shemus Machlokim? There are different names of the Yisurim, so if we Yechayiv three Chatois, or do we maybe know? Hare ain gufa machlokim, it's only one body, it's only one person, so maybe you only chayiv one. On Rulah, they said back to him, Loi Shemana, this we did not hear clearly. Abu Shemana, we heard about this, that Abol, hey, not somebody loses his five wives, Nidus, all five were Nidus, but Vasakas at one time, or it should be Behelamachas, it should be, with one forgetting, Shushain Echot, it's all one name of a Nida, Shechayiv Akhlachas Viachas, that his chayiv on each one is separate. Chatis mishum nida. If so, reinu shadron kabuchayma. We see it to be kabuchayma. Omah habal haynosh somer lives with his five wives. Nidas bevasachas at one time is behelamachas. She shemachas all one iser of a nida. Still, you tell me now what chayiv kolachas viachas is chayiv five katois. If so, here with his lady is achois. She's your sister. She achois over. She also happens to be your father's sister. She achasima. She's also your mother's sister. Shen Gimel Shemus, that there's three different names, three different Yisurim, is that it isn't the Torah to say she chayiv b'chalakas b'achas, that Rabbi Shimi chayiv three chatois. That's what Rabbi Gamliel answered back. So Moros says, no, the Chori Kumifrach, he asked the question, and it's Ikul Mifrach. Ma lahi nidois shekein gufu mechlokim, what kind of kamachorim is this? If you live with your five wives, each wife is a different lady. So since it's a different gufim, that's why you chayiv five different chatois. But over here, it's one lady. Maybe you only chayiv one chatis. So what kind of kavuchayim is it? Shelavah made it like this. Ela rather, Omar Kodaposik says, Eras achoisoi gilo is lechayiv al achoisoi shi achois oviv shi achoisima. Rashi said there's an extra posik. He has more than bezim and bez. That there's an extra posik, Eras achoisoi. Torah says extra, Eras achoisoi. So the extra posik comes to teach us that there's a case where there's one lady could be your sister and your mother's sister and your father says you chayiv three. So that's the pshat what they meant to answer back. Not really from a kabbal chayim of hey nidus, but start from a pasuk rather that you chayiv three. Oma Rav Ada Baravo Mishkakos. So how do we find this case? How do you have such a case that the one lady could be your sister and your father's sister and your mother's sister? How do you have that? So Mishkakos, so you can find it Rishoy Bar Rishoy. That Rishoy, that they live with one another's. How did that happen? Shebu alimai, a son lived with his mother. For Eilid Beis Bonis, the mother now gave birth to two daughters. For Chozeru Bo Alachas Min, now this son came and lived with one of his sisters, one of his daughters. It's both, it's a sister and a daughter. Voilid Ben, and he had a son. Obo Bunai, this son now lives Alachai Sima and his mother's sister. So now when that son lives with his mother's sister, his mother's sister comes out to be Shiachai Sai. Is really a sister from the same father. Shiachos Oviv, it's also your father's sister. Tehevele Rishoy Bar Rishoy, it's all your mother's sister. So kids, it could be this the case that you have one lady, she's both your sister, your mother's sister, your father's sister. So sometimes it's coming out, we have a special Gzeras Kosev, the Pasuk says extra. Erbas Achos Gilot teaches such a case, Shechayiv. Now, Tana Rabbanan, it says, Bo Leho, let's say a person lived with an Erva. Any one of the Ervas, a man lived with her, lived with his sister, whatever it is. For Chosru Bole, lived with her a second time. For Chosru Bole, lived with her a third time. So Chayiv Kolachas Viachas, lived with her a blessed. Chidish, a blessed old Yechayiv, three Chatois. even though it's the Hello Machas is one forgetting and it's one shame, but since you did the Aveira three times, you also chayev three chatois. The Chachom and the Chom say no. Ain't a chayev Hello Achas, you only chayev one. Since it's the Hello Machas is one forgetting and it's one Aveira, you only chayev one chatis. Well, Moitim Chom and Rebbeleza, but the Chom agreed to Rebbeleza, but Boal Hay Nosh Tosem Men lived with his five wives. Nidus, that the Nidus, the Vasachas at one time, Shurchayev Kolachas Viachas, that is Chayev five different Chatois. Why? Hoyev Ugorum Lehen, like he is what caused for them. Rashi says, Lohavi Kolachas Chatis, and as each one of his wives is Chayev Chatis. So since they're Chayev Chatis, he's also Chayev Chatis, five of them. Kitza means the Gufa Machlokim. Since there are five different ladies, and each lady has her own Chayev Chatis now, so the man also has to bring five Chatois. Yeah, Jezachom just say where it's one man living with the same lady three times, they only chayiv once. But if he lives with five different ladies, it's five chatois. Amar Rav, Rav says, Amar Rav, Rav Nachman, mi yamrin, is it true that we say, hoy yuvu gorim lehen? Since the man causes them to be chayiv the separate chatis, he's also chayiv, and since it's gufa machlokim, is the Chacham agree to this, for Tani would learn like this, hu behelo machas, vihi behei alomis. He did it with one forgetting, and she did it with five forgettings. Rashi says, Bein hei bias, dei arroyis, whether it was five different bias with five different ladies, Bein hei bias, akolachas. Yeah. Fehein hei elamis, min shenoida lecholechon, bein kol bia bia. The ladies all knew in between each bia that it wasn't a vera that was done to her. So second time Joseph, he has to give a second chatis. So the man has one hell, he forgot all the time. He thought it was his wife all the time. And these ladies, though, in between, they realized each time it was an Aveira. So Lachar is, who ain't a Chayev Alachas? The man is only Chayev one. But for he, the lady, Chayev is Alachas V'Yachas. Says he clearly, even though the lady is a Chayev five Chatois, the man is not. So I do not say that since he causes them to be Chayev five, he should also be Chayev five. No, they're Chayev five, but them it's a separate Halama. He's only chayiv one. It's only one alama. You see, the rabbanon don't agree. Eli rather aim like this. Then it is the svara. Hayiv a gufa machlokim. That's what the Chacham means to say. That if a man lives with his five different wives, and each one's a nida, since each one's a separate guf, there they agree. You chayiv five chatois. It's only if you live with the same lady five times, you only chayiv one. But five different ladies, each lady is another guf. It's mechayiv you another carbon. He boiled up a question like this. What's going to be according to Rabbi Lezer? Let's say somebody cuts down cuts down grapes on Shabbos. The cuts up, then he cuts down again. Mali Yom Rabbi Lezer, what Rabbi Lezer say? If he does this both, one after another on Shabbos, with one forgetting. Zechayiv, one chatas or two. So time with Rabbi Lezer, the reason of Rabbi Lezer, Hossa Mishum, Duhu, Ovid, Tartin. He did two averis. That's where Rebbe Lezer says he chayev twice. He lived with the same lady twice. So since it's two separate averis, he only chayev two chatois, even though it's with one forgetting. Vachinam here also then. The Yavet Tartan, he did two averis. He cut down grapes in the morning. Then he cuts down grapes in the afternoon on Shabbos. Since it was two separate ma'asek tzeiros, he'll be chayev two chatois. Aduma maybe no. Time with Rebbe Lezer. Also, what's the reason Rebbe Lezer over there? Mishum. You can't do two bias together. You have to do one after another. So therefore, each bias is called like a separate ma'isavera. Therefore, he says, even though you live with the same lady twice, but each bias is called a new bias. You can't do it together. But if you cut down the gregarious worth of food, it's a date, the size of a date worth of food, so you chayev on Shabbos. Then v'chozav v'kotza gregrus belamachas kivon diyevshlo la'arvon shtei gregrus masachas. It's possible to cut down the size of two gregrus at one time, and one shot to hold them both together with one knife. You cut it off together. But since it's possible to do both mice from the same time, is Enochai Belachas, maybe he agrees, you chayiv once, even though you do it zechazer, but still it's called one big mice, you only chayiv one chatis. Sumai, that's the Shalvat Halacha. Some Rabbi says like this, time of the reason of Rabbi Lezer is,